Hello everyone, my name is Camila Gomez and I'm gonna be talking about the origins of Tehrik-e-Taliban in Pakistan. Formed in 2007, the TTP emerged as an alliance of various militant groups operating in the Federally Administrated Tribal Areas, or FATA, of Pakistan. The primary architect behind its formation was Baitullah Mashood, a prominent militant commander from the Mashood tribe in South Waziristan. The organization's formation was driven by the context of Pakistan's military operations in this area, including Operation Enduring Freedom, and as a response to the United States' War on Terror. The TTP was driven by a desire to enforce a strict interpretation of Sharia law and to establish an Islamic state close to the Taliban regime that ruled in Afghanistan in the late 1990s. The group's ideology is rooted in a strict interpretation of Sharia law and aims to establish a Taliban-style Islamic state in Pakistan. The doctrine. TTP adheres to a radical interpretation of Sunni Islam, influenced by the Deobandi school of thought. This interpretation often deviates from the mainstream teachings of the Deobandi tradition, advocating for a more aggressive and extremist approach. The organization strives to establish a stringent Islamic governance model in Pakistan, center on its understanding of the Sharia law. TTP is notorious for orchestrating various attacks on Pakistani security forces, civilians, and critical infrastructure, intending to undermine the state's authority and influence in the tribal regions. The objectives: establish a rigid Islamic state within Pakistan, administered according to its particular interpretation of the Sharia law. Oppose Pakistan's collaboration with the United States in the War of Terror, and they actively resist military offensives in the tribal regions and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Also, their agenda involves purging what they perceive as an un-Islamic elements and influences from Pakistani society. Will the TTP achieve its goals? The Pakistani military concerted efforts through multiple offenses against Tehrik-e-Taliban. Tehrik-e-Taliban in Pakistan, or the TTP, strongholds in FATA and KP have significantly weakened the organization. These operations have disrupted the TTP's infrastructure and leadership. The TTP's indiscriminate violence, including attacks on civilians, has led to a decline in public support, alienating the organization from local communities. It's unlikely that the TTP will achieve its goals of establishing a strict Islamic state in Pakistan. A lot of internal divisions and factionalism have happened within the TTP, and this have hindered its cohesiveness and reduced its effectiveness in pursuing their objectives. Conclusion. The organization has faced significant setbacks due to military operations, counter-terrorism measures, internal divisions, loss of popular support, and internal pressure. The TTP remains a concerning actor, and its objectives appear increasingly unattainable given its current circumstances and challenges. Pakistan's international commitments in the war of terror and efforts to maintain a positive relation with key allies such as the United States have exerted significant international pressure on the TTP and other military groups.